G'day Jaden, g'day Josh, and welcome to another week of Innuendo, fellas.
Oh, great to be here. Not the Josh everyone was expecting, but the Josh everyone is getting. So
the Josh everyone loves, I would say. Nice, of course, we love the other Josh, Teeks, but we love you as well, Josh. Josh Hannum.
Very nice. Thank you so much. Great to be here.
And Jade, look at you. You're just a sharp mover, aren't you?
Oh, I'm not sure about that, but it's great to be here. And like you said, a bit of a different setup tonight, but let's get around it. Keen as a bean to get stuck into it.
Absolutely. We have got an assortment of snacks here. We've got lollies, we've got chips, we've got some hard solos.
Yep.
Josh,
cheers.
Thanks for that, mate. I'm already feel like I've been hit for six. they are just well and truly going down a tree, and we're just ready to absolutely rip the head off this thing, aren't we?
Yep. Absolutely. Lots to talk about. Let's get into it.
We are going to grab it and just fucking destroy it. It's going to get lockjaw over
it. Let's do it.
Wow. Yep.
So, boys, let's get stuck into it. Big show coming up. Big finals footy chat. And strap in. All right, boys. So, huge weekend of AFL footy has just transpired, and what was the thing that caught your attention the most? I reckon just straight off the bat, Jaden. What really just?
Well, yeah, I feel like everyone's talking about it. Is that Braden Maynard at the moment? Isn't it? That would probably be the most common answer, I would think, and it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yes. Now I was going to lead with that, or the. Just absolute inaccuracy with gold kicking. Sorry, goal kicking even. Gold. Yes, that was awful watching for a lot of the games.
Definitely. There was some crazy moments on the weekend, like that Maynard one at the start of the Collingwood and Melbourne game. And straight away, as soon as that happened, you just knew that was going to be like a massive talking point. How do you boys feel about that incident, as far as it being a reportable offence? Do you think that Maynard had a case to answer for there, or do you think it was something that he shouldn't miss weeks for?
Well, personally, I think, it'll be quite sad if he does miss weeks. Like, I know it doesn't look good in slow motion, but nothing does, because in real life that's not how it happens. And you sort of hear cases for, why was he airborne? And it's like, well, because he was trying to do his job and stop it, like smother a kick. And it's, it wasn't floating in the air for 5 seconds and decided to land an elbow, a shoulder into Brayshaw's head. It's just sort of what happened in the momentum. Some things you can't avoid. He braced for impact, and it's an unfortunate circumstance, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah, footy is a contact sport, so there's always going to be accidents that happen, and you can't change what you're doing midair. You can't, and it's just unfortunate for Brayshaw. Now he has to miss a week, and he's had concussions before as well. So it's quite interesting. I've heard a few different takes on it, that maybe Maynard will get 2 weeks, and then they'll challenge it to get down to one. And maybe that, Brayshaw is missing a game, so maybe that is fair that they both miss one game. But where do you guys see that, Tyler? What do you reckon?
No, I don't think he should miss any footy. I understand, I'm fully supportive of protecting the player and concussions. Like, obviously, that's been taken a lot more seriously this year. But I feel like in a contact sport, it gets to a point where there are going to be incidents like this, and you're not going to be able to eliminate all of them. It was a very instinctual thing for Maynard to do. And I'd say that happens in a lot of footy games, and nothing further gets thought of it, because it just takes a freak incident like what happened on the weekend for someone to actually be concussed. And it's probably also unfortunate that it's someone with Angus Brayshaw's concussion history as well. I think that potentially weighs into it a little bit more as well. Like, obviously, the blow really took its toll on him.
Yep.
So you just don't know if maybe his previous history has anything to do with that as well. And fingers crossed for a speedy recovery for Angus. But I just think it's impossible to outlaw everything that results in a concussion. And he wasn't in control of his body at that point either. His momentum was carrying him down.
Yep.
It's not as though he was running past the football or anything. I just think it's a football act. It's a football incident.
Well, it's just a pure accident. They were both running. Well, Brayshaw kicked the ball, Maynard running to smother it. It's, there was no, I don't think, any malicious anything to answer for, really. It's just an accident.
No, and, people have said, why didn't Maynard not tuck the shoulder in? Why did he leave himself open? Well, they're talking about, you know, there's all this talk about protecting the head. Well, if he left himself open, then he would have been in strife as well. So it was really, what else is he sort of supposed to do? And like you said, accidents happen in footy, so it's just one of those things.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, we'll know before this is released on Wednesday, which is just great how everything seems to happen on a Monday, Tuesday, and then we're a little bit behind the times. But yeah, it'll be interesting. The other one that caught, like, I just thought Jack Martin just had to go for that. Maybe I had my Sydney cap on at the time, admittedly. But just an open swing arm, clenched fist. I thought that was probably like at least a week. I think he's gotten two. Whether or not, you know, we know Carlton with their incredible record of getting suspensions reduced this year. That's obviously got to play out. But yeah, I think that'll be an interesting one. But I do think that was probably at least a week in that.
Yeah, definitely.
What about you boys? Do you think the same?
Or? Oh, well, that was completely intentional. You can see everything with that. That was an intentional hit. So it's... Yep. You know, that's what they're trying to stamp out. So I think that should be a harsher punishment than Maynard, because you go from accident to intentional. And that was certainly intentional from where I saw it.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. And I at the time, I saw it really quickly and I thought maybe he was just trying to get the ball. And then watching over and over, that he's definitely, you know, he definitely was a swinging arm and should, unfortunately for Carlton fans, will get weeks or 2 weeks for that. And obviously Van Rooyen as well. That was just a bit stupid, I think. Yeah. Just why would you do that in a final where your team already has some forward worries as it is? So
I think we might as well move on to Carlton and Melbourne, because that is just a monstrous semi-final this weekend at the MCG. What are you boys thinking heading into this game? I feel like obviously Carlton have got a wave of momentum. But part of me feels like maybe Carlton have already played their grand final against the Swans on the weekend. They got that finals win. It wasn't easy. They're going to lose Harry Mackay. Probably going to lose Jack Martin, definitely for this game at least. I don't know. I just think Melbourne are just defensively so sound.
Yep.
And I think that they'll be pretty intent on bouncing back this week. But... What do you guys think heading into that game?
I certainly think that Melbourne, well, they should, and I think they will get the job done. Whether they push the whole way through to the grand final, I'm not sure on that one. But I think, they've got what it takes to get the edge over Carlton. They just need to touch up on some things in their 50, especially. Like you saw, they had so many more inside 50s on Thursday night, and they just didn't get the goods, really. Like, needed polish, I think.
Yeah, and I was there a few weeks ago when Carlton played Melbourne at the G, and it just looked like Carlton did the one percenters better at the first half, really. They got some goals out of nothing a little bit, and Melbourne's defence made a few errors that they don't usually make. So that'll be interesting to see whether Melbourne's defence, I guess, will replicate some of their better form that they've done this year. And, you know, Collingwood only scored 60 points on Thursday night. It's not very often this year they've only scored 60 points, and it was the closest margin between Collingwood and Melbourne in a final. And on the other side, Carlton and Sydney was the lowest aggregate score between the two teams in a final. So, that'll be interesting to see how both defences go and also forward lines. Harry Mackay, I don't think, played the last time Melbourne played Carlton anyway. So that isn't really a loss on Carlton's form there. So
Just on Harry Mackay, I really sympathise with what he's going through at the moment. Obviously, as a highly rated key forward, Coleman medalist, you need to be kicking those goals and you need to be performing when it matters. If that's your job as a goal kicker in the team, you can't be missing set shots like that. But the amount of scrutiny he must be under at the moment, not only from the outer, but internally, God, it must be tough. Especially when you've got 90,000 people staring at you on the MCG and you're missing a set shot like that directly in front of goal.
Yeah, it would be probably the worst feeling in the world, I reckon, in front of that amount of people on the biggest stage. It's it'd be terrifying.
Yeah, I actually still think he's... the way he gets the ball to ground and some of his ground level work is actually quite good. There was a couple instances.
He's still been an asset to the team.
On Friday night where I thought, oh, he did well to get the handball out. And I think he even set up a goal in the early parts too. Like, I think his ground level and contest work is quite good. It's just that goal kicking and Unfortunately, yeah, he has some demons out there. So,
Yes. Well, he won't have any demons this week, but the Carlton certainly will. So it'll be interesting to see how that game unfolds. All right, can we get a tip? I'm going to go. I reckon the D's win that by 20 points.
I'm going to say the D's win probably a controversial goal. I reckon.
Okay,
that's what I'm.
Controversial goal,
like a score review, is what I'm. Yeah, fingers crossed. I'd love to see
that. Couldn't possibly happen.
Not in this. We've got a great system. I don't think. It's a first for everything.
Definitely. Yeah, but that is a huge call. I would love that. I kind of like it.
No, that would make me very happy.
Yeah, Jaden.
I'm gonna go Melbourne by 15 points. It's going to be a few people listening not very happy with that. Nick John's one of them. But anyway, I'm going to go.
Come on, Nick.
I'm going to go Melbourne by 15 points. I feel like they want to bounce back. But the Carlton crowd is going to be unreal. Friday night, like it was unreal on last Friday night. And in 2 days' time, it's going to be unreal too. So that'll be very interesting.
Just bloody too real last Friday night. I am so sick of Carlton. Like, honestly, good on them for winning an elimination final. But bloody hell, just piss off. Honestly, I think we're talking about it before. If Carlton are doing shit, they are news, because whenever a Victorian powerhouse team isn't doing well, they are always heavily scrutinized, and when they're doing well, they are just even bigger news, because apparently there's just no better team ever than Carlton. So you just really can't win from a neutral point of view.
Look, I absolutely love their passion. Like, the passion, you can't match it, but yeah, there is times when it could get a bit too much. So, but it'd be interesting to see how they go on Friday night.
Definitely. Now, moving on to the other game, which is the one you'll just be extremely enamoured with, Joshua.
Is that St Kilda GWS?
No. okay. It is the upcoming Port Adelaide versus GWS.
Yes.
And, mate, just first of all, as a Port fan, how frightened are you for this week's match against the Giants?
Very frightened. I think, the big sound is certainly, that's real. They are looking quite good. Hell of a momentum. I think they're a real dark horse to probably go, a fair way into depths of finals. They're looking they look unreal to me. Mm-hmm. I am quite frightened of them. Even though a few weeks back we beat them pretty comfortably at home. They were missing a few small forwards, which had quite an impact on the game on Saturday. But I reckon it'll be quite a ripping game on this coming Saturday. But it scares the shit out of me, quite frankly.
Yeah,
straight sets is not a good look for us.
So. Well, I was going to say if Port go out in the straight sets, that is just a disaster.
Yeah, absolutely.
For their season, and really. Obviously, all the conjecture around Ken Hinckley and his contract, which was ultimately decided in August, which is that a 2-year extension?
It is, yep.
Yep. If they go out in straight sets off the back of that, gosh, that club is going to be feeling some heat.
There's going to be riots in Alberton, that's for sure. It's not a good look. So, hopefully we get the Chockies on Saturday. And, I don't know. I still have a little bit of faith that we can do some damage. We're still...
And so you should, because if both teams play their best footy, Port should win that game of footy at home.
That's it. And throughout the season, we took it to everyone, really, except for the Crows, who were untouchable. We had a very decent year, and it shows. Like, we finished in top four, so it's not a fluke we got there, I personally don't think, but... we're certainly getting found out in some aspects, and we have some things not going our way with defenders out and some personnel and stuff like that. No, you can't blame everything on that, but it's certainly a challenging few weeks coming up, or maybe our last week, so stay tuned. Yeah, very frightening.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, something that Port has done well this year is obviously your mid-forwards have had really good years. Zach Butters, Jason Horne-Francis, and Jeremy Finlayson and Willie Rowley have bobbed up on good occasions as well. But are you concerned about the defence this week? Obviously, Giants, they scored 100 points on the weekend, scored 100 points against Carlton as well. Are you concerned about the defence?
Oh, absolutely. It's especially after our injuries that we sustained in the third quarter on Saturday night. Like, it's McKenzie's probably, yeah, likely to miss out. And then Dylan Williams out with a hamstring as well, potentially. So, yeah, there's two people to cover there. Darcy Byrne-Jones looks a bit touch and go, so we're sort of looking at bringing in potentially three players to fill that void, whether that's a Jace Burgoyne or, yeah, Riley Bono. Like, there's a few voids to fill there. And then, yeah, standing, yeah, the dangerous GWS opponents, like, it's going to be quite interesting, so...
Well, the last time that Port Adelaide have never beaten a non-Victorian team in a final Adelaide Oval, I'm pretty sure. So West Coast 2017 just lost that one. Mm. And then Richmond 2014, you beat them, non-Victorian team. So last time that Port Adelaide defeated a non-Victorian team was the West Coast Eagles in 2007 at Amy Stadium by 3 points in the qualifying final.
Yeah, I wish we didn't because that was a disaster. <that
year. laughs> But yeah, I reckon Port Adelaide will get the chocolates on Saturday night. Yes. Saturday night, I think. Real tip.
Yeah, I think Port get the job done. I think Port get up by 13 points. I reckon they'll just sneak home. Yeah, what about you, Jaden? Give us a margin.
I reckon Port by 21. 21. I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, gosh. I reckon it'll be pretty contested, and then we'll probably let a lead slip, and then I think we'll come back in the fourth and probably win by about 13 points. I'm going. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Very, very, very specific predictions from you,
and
Josh.
I'll be very sounds upset like if anything else happens.
Nostradamus over here,
Nostradamus.
I really just can't stress how much I think. I mean, I'm stating the bleeding obvious here, but this next 2 week period is just so huge for the Port Adelaide Football Club. Like, if they lose against the Giants, as we mentioned earlier, just an unmitigated disaster. Finishing top four, winning 13 in a row, going out in straight sets, just not good at all. If they win that final against the Giants, then they make it to a prelim. I'd say you could probably walk away being content with this season. If they make a grand final, I think it's been a great year. I think if you make a grand final and you give yourself a chance on the day, I think it's a pass mark. Do you boys think Port still have it in them to make a grand final this year?
Look, if we beat GWS, obviously, we saw a few weeks back that we can take it to Collingwood. We only just lost to them at the Adelaide Oval. I know earlier in the season we got absolutely pantsed at the G, but we've shown we can do it, and I do believe that we can take Collingwood. And then look, if everything went right in a grand final, I'd like to play probably Brisbane, because I have a stat for you, Jaden.
Mm. Here we go.
We are undefeated at the MCG against the Brisbane Lions.
Oh, good work.
I think.
Yeah.
Do we know how many times?
I think just the one.
Okay. well, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
And that's all I need. So,
we can't argue with that. So, no, I like it.
I tell you what, wouldn't that be an exciting grand final, Port Adelaide versus Brisbane? Because both teams go there. Really, there's no home ground advantage, obviously, in that matchup. But that probably just completely takes away the fear element of the MCG for the Lions.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Two non-Victorian clubs. And be the first time, I think, Sydney West Coast 2006 maybe would be the last time. That
Two non-Vics, yeah.
Yeah, non-Vics.
So. Almost 20 years since the last time we won one. So, maybe.
G'day everyone, and thank you for listening to this week's pod. We're at the halfway point of the show, and how are we going, boys? We are handling ourselves all right tonight, you reckon?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, going all right. Hard Solo's getting us through, and we're very lucky to be recording in this fabulous office here.
We are, yes. Johnny Zealy from Rewa Adelaide Hills, fabulous office, fabulous man.
Very fabulous.
He will look after you if you need any help in the real estate game in the Adelaide Hills. Buying, selling, the man just does it all, and he does it with a smile and some just incredibly good looks. So make sure you check him out via the bio on our Instagram. Johnny will more than happily accommodate all your needs. Shall we get back to the rest of the pod?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Moving away from the finals front, a bit of trade news has been circulating. A man who both of our footy clubs have been infatuated with, it seems, is Brodie Grundy.
Yes, yep.
Obviously, it was stated that Port Adelaide were leading the chase pretty early.
Yep.
with Brody Grundy, and now the Swans, it seems have well, some outlets are reporting that they've jumped Port in that pecking order, but they're certainly in the conversation. I think he would be firstly like an extremely valuable asset at the Swans. I think Tom Hickey's just retired. So I just really badly want us to sign Brody Grundy. I think we just need to throw the kitchen sink at that. What about you? Do you hope the Power get his signature?
In ways, yeah, I would love him, but then I think that's probably going to eat up quite a bit of salary cap space. Like, I know we're chasing Asava Radaglia pretty hard because sort of to bolster our defensive stocks. So I think, for me, that's probably a priority, is chasing someone like Asava, or they're talking Zerk Thatcher from Essendon as well. Yep. Just for some...
He's an SA boy, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And then also Sweet from... I can't remember who he plays for. I heard that today.
Doggies?
Doggies, yes. I think.
Yeah, he's running around in the VFL at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's another ruckman. So, yeah, I mean, Grundy would be great, don't get me wrong, but if we could get three players or Grundy, I reckon I'd probably pick the three. And... look, our ruck stock certainly aren't the greatest in the league at the moment. We've got Sam Hayes, who played some reasonable football towards the end of the season while Lysette was out. I think Lysette's probably got one more year in him. And then we've got, two other young ruckmen that run around in the sandfalls. So we definitely do need another ruck. But, I'm not totally invested in chasing Grundy.
Fair enough. If Sydney signed Brody Grundy... And we managed to get Ben McKay as well. I'm just going to be rabid. Yep. I don't even know what that means. I'm just going to be going ballistic at that. Yeah.
Fair enough. I think, I'm not sure if that's the right meaning for rabid. I think rabid means...
You'd be foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do.
Biting children.
Yep. if I might. If we do that, I'll be pretty happy, Jaden. Josh. Yeah.
Right, eh?
Okay, fair enough.
Yep, that's exactly what I meant. now, another thing that's really, really fucking shitted me was, did anyone see Robbie Williams' video on the AFL's Instagram?
Yeah.
Every time I watch the Swans lose.
Well, stop fucking watching the Swans.
What a load of absolute shit that was from Robbie.
Yeah, when I saw the video, I thought he was going to say something about Carlton. Like, the caption was like, Robbie Williams loves Carlton or something. And I thought, okay, yeah. And then he'd be up and about the Blues. Must be a Blues fan. And then I saw that. I thought, okay, that's a bit sour, sour, isn't it?
And how about the AFL just publishing that on the socials?
Yeah.
Kicking the pants.
Just a slap across the face to us. But that's all right. Anyway, I had another observation on the weekend. Jack Ginnivan as the sub in the Collingwood and Melbourne game. How well am I going? Coming on in the fourth quarter, 90,000 at the G. I thought, how epic would that be? Yeah, pulling off the vest and running out to the field, being fresh as a daisy and just knowing I'm here to impact.
Yeah,
that would just be, how intoxicating.
Yeah, I think that's such a great role for him as well.
Isn't it?
I really rate Ginny. I like him.
He
nails that role, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think he's an absolute weapon for him, I think. And when Collingwood played Geelong at the G a few weeks ago, he came on as a sub. Darcy Moore was injured, so he didn't quite have the entrance as he did on Thursday night. But yeah, they just love him. And I heard something that Richmond's keen on him. I heard last week, like a real brief rumour, but I'm sure he'll stay at the Pies because the Pies fans absolutely love him.
He's almost got that Dale Thomas cult figure style to him. Yeah. Other teams hate him, but when he plays for your team, you just love him because you know how valuable what he brings is to your team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like Hayden Ballantyne when he played for Fremantle. Yeah.
It was the Tom Papley of Sydney as well.
Yeah.
If you're an opposition supporter, you just loathe him.
Yes.
And I probably would loathe Tom Papley if I supported another team, but I love him at the Swans.
So yeah.
He's incredible. Michael Wilson should just replace the Ark. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That was incredible. That shot he got off the ball being clearly touched. We could not definitively see that on TV, I don't think. We could probably make a 90% accurate call on it, but we just weren't sure. He takes a snap of it and we all just go, oh yeah, that was touched. Yeah, well, that was just incredible. So we need to just replace the arc with Michael Wilson, I think.
He'd be a busy man.
He would be, but yeah, done a good job on the weekend. So he hasn't. I mean, the arc slept through more howlers than Michael Wilson has so far. So yeah, that's a another observation I had. So anything else from the world of sport, boys? Obviously, a huge AFL chat today because that's just simply capturing our attention on all fronts at the moment. Anything else caught your attention?
No, not too much. Was going to talk a bit of NFL with Teeks tonight, but he's not here. So we'll just report on his Seahawks shitting the bed this morning.
Yeah.
And my 49ers, good win round one against the Steelers. So that's pretty exciting.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't... You guys not really into NFL too much, eh?
No.
Righto, we'll move on.
How excited are you for like that? You know, the season just beginning though, like on a scale of, you know, 1 to 10, obviously.
Oh, very, 10. Very happy. Well, actually on Friday I had the day off and Teeks actually came around and we watched the opening game of the season, which was great. We probably only watched about 5 minutes of it. We were having bintangs, so but that was still pretty exciting. But yeah, no, it's great. Great time of year and obviously, yeah, I'm a pretty big fan, so sort of AFL's over, NFL starts and yeah, sort of just gels in, something to watch while I'm at work. So
nice one. Sorry, I didn't mean to act entirely disinterested there. I was just called at Bintangs in Australia.
Bintang?
Yeah, that was just incredible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, I love a Bintang. Yeah, beautiful.
That's great. now, I don't know. I don't know if any of you two have been, either of you two even, have been keeping up to date with the US Open.
A little bit.
Yeah. What about our man Ben Shelton? Well, my man. I only found out who he was about 2 days ago. But he's got his celebration, the telephone, and he like slams it down when he wins. What about Novak beating him and then just doing his celebration?
Wow.
Gee whiz.
Gee whiz. I just thought that was a little tasty.
I was going to say, wouldn't more people, well, yeah, they wouldn't be a fan of that Novak for that if he, you know.
Just stoking the fire, Novak, aren't you?
Anyway, that's interesting. Obviously, won another Grand Slam and pretty sure he's equaled Margaret Court's record, yes. I reckon. So
another much-loved sports figure.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting that, yeah, obviously he's won another Grand Slam and the debate at the moment is, you know, he's better than Federer and Nadal, and obviously the stats don't lie. But you know, where do you see that? What do you think? Do you think?
Look, I am probably the least best person to talk tennis with, I think, so I'll palm that straight across the table.
I think Novak's the GOAT now.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean he's the most liked. He's definitely not. It doesn't mean he play like it doesn't mean that he is. He's obviously not the most respected tennis player of all time or the most liked, the most loved. But as far as like achievements and, I mean, you can't really fault his game style either. He's like kind of an all-court sort of player. I think Novak, yeah. I think Rafa has won a lot of his Grand Slams at the French Open. I think that kind of takes away potentially from his aura because he's been so dominant. Like he kind of needed that clay surface because if that was just another hard court surface, then like... Realistically, like he probably would have only won half of those Grand Slams. So, yeah, I think Novak. I think,
yeah, fair enough.
All right, boys. So, get into a bit of general chit chat now. Now, firstly, I was at a cafe the other day, and this just infuriated me. I don't know if this has ever happened to either of you before. I'm guessing not because I just thought it was extremely weird. I was sitting next to someone that was sitting at a table with a coffee, playing holding music on loudspeaker on their phone, like right next to me.
Yeah, I hate that.
For like 10 minutes.
That's cruel.
Fucking get a grip, mate. I was just the most infuriating thing about it. I was sitting there trying to work, trying to get shit done. And I had this, idiot next to me, just on loudspeaker and playing some stupid jazz music. And I was like, you need to go.
Sorry, this is probably a stupid question, but she was on hold.
He was on hold.
Sorry,
yeah.
he was on hold.
It was
sorry,
like
yeah.
Centrelink or something, I presume. Yep.
Right. I was going to say, not just playing jazz music.
No, no. Because eventually they answered. So I just thought that was just not on.
Very rude.
At all.
Yeah, right. So don't do that.
I never want to see that again. The other day I was unpacking the dishwasher and there was a plate in there that just hadn't quite washed properly. So I pulled it out and gave it a bit of a hand wash and then put it on the drying rack. But it made me think, do you take it out and hand wash it or do you just leave it in there and let it ride again?
You have to let it ride again. It's, yeah, you know, we're in drought. You don't want to be hand washing dishes. That's what the dishwasher's there for, you know.
Just really?
Let it ride. Never Jayden? Get cleaner plates.
I think it depends on the damage. Like if it is very, very dirty still.
If there's a half a schnitzel on there still.
Yeah, definitely chuck it back in the dishwasher. But if it's like a little, I usually just get the, so I don't use that water. I usually just get the dishwashing liquid and put it on and then a bit of hot water and then.
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle. So, it's like you said, don't use too much water. So, I think it depends on the damage because, like I said, it was half of just a schnitty just sitting there. You probably want to chuck it back.
See, I've learned at my place because I still live with mum and dad while our house has been built. I'll pack the dishwasher, but mum, without a doubt, she'll come and rearrange it because she knows exactly where things will get washed. So you could do everything you think is right, and she's like, the bowls do not wash there.
I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly how you feel.
The it's magic.
Knives and forks as well. And yeah. It's like fork and ale. Like, yeah. Legit.
Yeah. Oh, you see, because my philosophy is, okay, it's already been through once. Clearly this plate is just not having a bar of the dishwasher. Throw it needs some hands-on action. It needs some elbow grease into it. See, I'm under the impression that if it goes back through, it's just not going to wash again because it's already proven that it is dishwasher resistant.
Mm. You change the positioning of
interesting.
Of the bowl.
Move it around maybe. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, noted. All right. Another thing I thought about the other day is I can see myself taking up cycling when I'm older, I reckon.
Oh, that's awesome news. I can't wait to swerve at you.
Yep, fantastic. Jayden, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, nice one. So you're just going to be another middle-aged man in Lycra.
Well, I thought, what a fantastic way to just catch up with a couple of mates and have a coffee on a Saturday morning. Just all in the full-on Lycra. They had their little cycling shoes on and tappity-tap-tap in the cafe.
You can't do that. Like, we're running, you know, like you're like running. And
you can't wear Lycra.
No. Oh, so you that keen on wearing Lycra.
Oh, no. I just thought it just adds to the experience, yeah.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, like I feel like the best part of going for a run with a mate is the coffee after.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing that really entices me about cycling.
Yeah.
You just have to go so far.
Mm.
That doesn't entice me at all.
And then probably avoid people like you who are trying to hit me off the road.
Yeah, I got a lot of trouble earlier this year for almost hitting a cyclist in a truck.
Oh, really?
Yes. No, that was, yeah.
Hitting a cyclist in a truck?
Well, I didn't hit the cyclist in a truck. It was a close call. And yes, lots of trouble and big apologies. But everyone's safe.
Yeah. Oh, you were in a truck?
I was driving a truck.
Oh, I think you meant you hitting a cyclist who was in a truck. I was like, God, how did you know he was a cyclist?
Because I followed him from his house. Yeah.
Fucking hell, that's incredible. Yeah, very good. All right, well, I won't do that then.
No.
Anything else, boys, for general?
I had an interesting thing happen to me last night. And we've spoken about how when you're busting for a pee, like, you know, what goes through your mind when you're busting for a pee and the different circumstances you've been in. And last night I was on the way home from football and I really had to pee. I'm thinking, oh, I'll be right to get home. Like, I'll be fine. And I realised, I need to stop in. I'm like, I have to get fuel as well. I've got to get fuel. So I stopped in at servo, all good. And I'll fill up and I'll just fill up the whole way. And I'm filling. I'm thinking, I've got to have to stop filling here. So I was like, well, I've filled up enough. It's all good. So I put it, all good. Virtually fast walking to the door of the servo. And I knew where the toilet was. Go to my right. It said cleaning.
Oh, fuck.
And I thought, shit. I said, oh. And what didn't help the situation before that, sorry, when you know how when you got to fill up, you got to wait for the person to click, you know. And well, that person was like nowhere to be seen. And I'm waiting. I'm off, you know. Anyway, then finally, so fill up my car, walking and cleaning. I was like, oh no. So I turned around. I was like, oh, is there any chance that I can go in there and have pee? She's like, oh, I haven't really started yet. So I was like, well, can I? And I was like, yeah, she's... yeah, that's okay. And I'm like, oh, cool, thank you. So I was basically just sprinted and, yeah, had a pee. And, yeah, so it was quite awkward, actually. It was quite an awkward situation. But, yeah, I was like, shit. Have you ever been in that situation where you've need to go to it and it's just said clothes for cleaning?
You're
like,
fuck yeah. It's just the worst thing, especially when you've mentally prepared yourself for the release. Yeah, not good. I had a really interesting moment the other day. I was standing at a urinal and just, you know, going through the process of just having a whiz. And this gentleman comes up next to me to obviously undergo the same process. And he's like just making all these like huffs and puffs. And then he answered his phone whilst he was taking a leak like at the urinal. Mm. And then he was kind of like, he hung up and then he was kind of like laughing and chuckling to himself as if to engage in conversation with me. I was thinking, I'm not talking to you right now. This is just beyond strange. Yep. That like you, like, I feel like if you're standing at a urinal, I'm not making eye contact with the person next to me.
No.
And having a chat.
Eye contact. No. I have a chat sometimes. Like, do you? Especially at the footy. Yeah. I'm pretty versed for a chat.
Yeah.
Maybe I've got to relax a little.
Yeah, no, yeah, wear with me more often. It's great. You have a great time.
All right, no worries.
We'll book it in.
Yep, done.
Yeah, I agree a bit at the footy.
Yeah.
I remember actually, yeah, when it was Crows versus Sydney the other week and Crows were, you know, losing by about 5 goals at half time. And there's a lot of tension at the urinal. Like, not many people were very happy. And
oh, God, there would have been a lot of urinal chat.
And I just said, to relieve the tension, I said, gee, we need to bring back Ian Perry. And then I had like, all these Crows pools like, looking at me like, oh, the Sarge. And there was a lot of, sort of peeing chat. So,
yeah, great. That's incredible. Well, boys, I think that's all for this week. Thank you for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. I have to thank our wonderful sponsor, Johnny Zealy from Ray White Adelaide. He was, of course, recording.
From the lair.
From the lair, yeah. Johnny's office in Woodside.
Yes.
And what a man he is. If you have a house that you would like to sell or if you are in the market to buy, make sure you get in contact with Johnny and you can do so by checking out the link in our bio on Instagram. So, yeah, make sure you get in touch with Johnny and he will look after you. What's on the agenda for the rest of your evening, boys?
Not much at all. I think... yeah, just me tonight, so
yep.
Probably early night, maybe a bit of a soaker.
Yes, I am watching that as well.
Is it any good?
It's good, yeah, right, it's good.
I'm excited.
Yep. I rate
it. Star Wars fan, Jaden?
Not particularly. I watched a couple of them, but I actually do want to get into it a bit more. So
right, eh?
I do, so...
beautiful, you should.
Yeah.
So. Jaden, you're off to Balaclava, I believe.
Yeah, off to Balak tonight. Do the trek there. So
beautiful.
That's right. I'll
drive safe.
Yeah, drive safe. Listen to some music or something like that. And
look out for trucks and cyclists and trucks.
Yes. And kangaroos as well at the moment. Been terrible. But yes, just a bit of a drive tonight. So yeah, should be good.
Nice one, mate. Well, thanks again, boys, and everyone listening. Enjoy the rest of your week. Make sure you check us out on Instagram, at Innuendo Podcast, and TikTok as well. And catch you later, everyone.
See ya.
See you later.